Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friend. Yeah, Thursday. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Obviously, you can check me out on Drive Time for the rest of the week from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with Chelsea and that £4.25 billion takeover of the club led by La Dodgers, the French, LA Dodgers co-owner, Todd Boehly. He's been approved, apparently, by the government and the Premier League, as he would call them. The completion of the sale should come through this week. Former Crystal Palace chairman, Moni Simon Jordan, said this is an opportunity for a changing of the guard at Stamford Bridge this summer. There's no guards involved.
Apart from it, he's getting rid of some dead wood they clearly didn't want, and we can argue whether Rudiger and Christensen and anyone else is dead wood, but clearly at one point Chelsea's refusal to negotiate with them within the last year of their contract prior to Abramovich walking out the door indicated they weren't that motivated by them. Yeah. So what you've got is a changing of the guards. That guard may well include Lukaku, who probably ranks as one of the biggest disappointments of the season, given the transfer fee and ultimately the output and subsequent background noise that he's brought to the fore and nothing very much on the pitch. So Chelsea have an opportunity. The ownership model won't make any difference because it's somebody else's pound. Yeah. if you've still got Marina in there, if you've still got Buck in there, you're going to have the same methods of communication. Mm-hmm. You're just going to have somebody else writing a cheque for what it is that the football manager thinks he needs.
Now, Jurgen Klopp, Mohamed Salah and Jordan Henderson have all been speaking to the media ahead of Liverpool's Champions League final on Saturday against Madrid, live on TalkSport. We'll hear from Super Salah, no one calls him that, and Hendo, some call him that. But first, here's Klippity Klopp responding to a reporter asking about their recent record of conceding first in matches. By the way, because this is audio, you won't know, but he is smiling in his answer.
You prepare, obviously, game or press conference completely different to what I do. I would never pick out a negative thing and start from that point or go in a meeting and tell the boys, five times in the last six games we conceded the first goal. That's like, you want to have it again. If you want to have it again, you start talking like this. So maybe you can learn that for life, use it for private life, not for press conferences, okay. But it's... I couldn't care less. It's about the situation was incredibly tricky. You cannot compare this situation, which we had. We played in each game we played was a final for us. In each game we had to make plenty of changes. We had to find our feet a little bit in different games. That you're okay, you change a lot, and then first chance of the opponent is a goal, and then you have to strike back. We could have scored first in most of these games. Didn't happen, but we stayed on track. It says much more how we reacted on a setback, and a setback can be a goal, must not be a goal, but can be a goal. And how react on that. That prepares you for the big games. And that's, if you want, were these games probably the best preparation we could get for this final. It's not about not conceding the first. It's about reacting on all the things what happen in a game.
Salah on the turn. Oh, it's 2-0. And Liverpool have scored twice in 8 minutes. And they've taken complete control.
I'm just focused with the team. I want to win the Champions League again. I want to see Hendo having the trophy again in his hand. And hopefully give it to me after. Won't you stay? Just focus with the team, really. I don't want to talk about the contract now because it's like we have a long time. I'm staying next season for sure. That's clear. I'm staying next season, so let's see after that.
Liverpool 3, Milan 2 with just over 20 minutes to go. Jordan Henderson's first Champions League goal for 7 years.
If you look at the grand scheme of things, all of the games that we play, and we've put ourselves in an unbelievable opportunity for Saturday to go and be in another Champions League final. And I'm not really focused on what what that brings afterwards. I'm all focused on that game. That's all I'm focused on. I'm not really interested in whether that'll make it a good season or not or whatever. I think for us, all focus is on the Champions League final, and then we'll assess after that.
And here's the fallout from Jose Mourinho and Tammy Abraham's Roma winning the Europa Conference League final against Feyenoord.
Chris Smalling outstanding at the back to keep the Dutch side at bay. And while it was overall a quiet night for top scorer Tammy Abraham, his side have done enough to become the first ever Europa Conference League champions. Full time in Albania, Roma 1, Feyenoord 0.
His time is done with the big heads, the elite. His times are done. He won't go to United again, obviously. He won't go to Chelsea again. Liverpool won't have him. Man City won't have him. Spurs won't have him back. I'm not sure right now Arsenal is would be a wise move.
Leicester?
The one that kind of really does make me think a little bit where it's not impossible for me to think he might end up is Newcastle. If there does come a point that Newcastle, and it may happen, it may not, but is the point where they feel they need that extra, just that, the next step. I don't think he's capable of winning the Champions League. I think those days have gone.
Now, Man City's Jack Grealish, or as he likes to be called nowadays,
Jack Grealish,
aimed a swipe this week at Newcastle attacker Miguel Almiron during Man City's title-winning celebrations. Simon Jordan didn't miss the chance to hit back. If I were you, I'd get your thesaurus out now.
The bottom line is that it takes Jack Grealish back where he belongs, into moron territory, engaging his mouth before he engages his brain. It's all well. There's no problem with him having banter with his own teammates. That's absolutely, you know, if someone was to say that he was taking the mickey out of Riyad Mahrez, then you'd say that's banter. They've got that rapport. They've got that relationship. When you take it out of your domain into another domain and you pick out an individual player and single him out and ridicule him because you think you're in a position to do so.
Help me run.
Where's that going to end? What does that bring? But someone somewhere is going to say to you, and by the way, who are you? And what gives you the right to make that comparison? And why would you want to do it? And where does your arrogance stop and your intelligence begin?
I think he's left himself open. If things don't go well for England over the next couple of weeks, maybe Southgate's looked at it as well. You know, we've got a World Cup coming.
He's won the Premier League.
I know, but they're celebrating.
All he's doing is having a good time with his pals, who he's become really good friends with at Man City.
Yeah.
They're having a laugh, having a bit of banter, and then he's gone to Ibiza, which he knows everyone there, and they like him. Come on.
I know. Look, I hear you. Look, I understand. You're right. I'm not disagreeing with you, but there is a part of me that just feels a little bit like, come on, Jack, don't. You know,
don't do something stupid.
Don't do something stupid. Don't get yourself in the front pages.
On now to my show. And off the back of Gerard Bowen's international call-up, here's the former England striker, Darren Sneaker Freak Bent, recalling his first pair of trainers. I'm sorry, his first selection for the Three Lions. Incidentally, by the way, I really enjoy chatting about this.
So we played, we had Sunderland away. I was at Charlton. First game back in the Premier League. I'd been there with Ipswich, but only had got a little taste. Scored two on my debut. Under 21 squad comes out. I've been in every under 21 squad the last 2 years. Wasn't in it. What's going on there? So I spoke to the secretary of the 21s and she said, oh, like, you're probably wondering why you're not in it, but I think Sven liked what he saw today. So that's why I think you're going to be with the big boys. So
I think.
That's what she said. I think you're going to be with the big boys. I thought I wasn't named in the 21.
That's amazing.
And then my phone rings. Well, I get a text message. Come for a tent. You've been selected for the England national team. So I thought it was a wind-up when I first got it. Like, you've been selected for the upcoming friend fixtures, international friendlies. So I called the number.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, hi, I've just got a missed call. She was like, hi, Darren, it's Michelle. That was her name, Michelle. It's not a wind-up. You are been selected.
They must get there so much.
Yeah. So obviously I called my parents and it was just incredible.
How'd you feel?
Oh, it was incredible. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I just got back into the Premier League, scored two on my debut, so I'm already buzzing.
Mm.
I've got two on my debut. And then all of a sudden that comes through.
Theo Walcott, able to play it across, it's the equaliser. Darren Bent.
But no, yeah, incredible. And that's exactly how Gerard Bowen would be feeling, getting into that England squad. When I think about when I got into that squad and him now, there's very good players, you'd say a very few superstars. But I felt like when I got into that first England squad, there were superstars everywhere. Like, when
there were Scholes, Gerard, Lampard.
Rio.
Michael Owen.
Beckham. I mean, I felt like there's Rooney. I thought there were superstars.
Even at the back, you would have had
Ashley Cole and all them.
Rio, Ashley Cole, Gary Neville.
Felt like superstars, man. Like, what is going on? Go upstairs, get all my tracksuit on, come back down at 12 o'clock, go into the dining room. They're all just sitting there. And you think, oh my goodness. Like, and even listen, I felt immensely proud to be there, but I'm at Charlton, do you know what I mean? So, which is not the biggest club, fantastic football club, not the biggest. You see Man United's, like, the season before, I'm watching these guys on TV.
Amazing.
Like, Man United players, Liverpool, Chelsea, United's, honestly.
Who did you sit next to?
I think I sat next to Defoe, because I knew Defoe from the under 21s.
Okay.
And I think Luke Young was in the squad from Charlton.
Yeah, yeah.
And Danny Murphy might have been, but I know Luke Young was there, so I sat there with him. But yeah. I just couldn't believe, I remember just sitting there thinking, where am I at now? Incredible experience, and one that I would always say don't take for granted, because when the phone stops ringing from that international call-up, mate, it is the worst feeling. When you're in it, you kind of take it for granted. You think, oh, this is going to be a long 10 days. I know I'm not going to play. I'm here in my hotel room. When the phone doesn't ring and you watch it on TV, you watch them getting off the plane, going into Wembley, you think, oh, I'd give anything to
and
be
And did they, the rest of the players over that afternoon, they all embrace you, all come up to you one at a time and have a chat with you?
Not embrace me like one at a time and have a chat. Just brought me into the group. Do you know what I mean? It's good group of guys, yeah.
On now to Trevor Sinclair with some sound advice for Man United's Marcus Rashford.
And Bruno Fernandes is in, and it's Rashford! He's put it wide! What a chance!
I don't know Marcus Rashford personally, but if I'm Marcus Rashford in his shoes, this summer I don't take much of a break. I work hard, do my strengthening and conditioning, get fit. I remember Frank Lampard when he didn't get in the squad for 2002. He went to Mauritius, I think it was. He worked his socks off all summer.
That season,
he scored 20-odd goals, got straight in the England squad. So it depends on what Marcus Rashford is prepared to do and how much he's prepared to suffer in the summer. If he does, he'll start the season well, get a few goals, he'll be on the tip of everyone's tongue. He will get back in the England squad.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Time to talk MMA, or MMA, and fighter Tom Aspinall looking ahead to UFC London and why he wants to have the best opportunity when challenging for a heavyweight belt.
I think I'm ready for it, but I want to give myself the best chance of winning the belt that I can.
Yeah.
And I think I need a little bit more experience. I feel like the difference between me and like the champion is experience.
Yeah.
So I want to give myself as much experience as I can too, because I see a lot of people like they go for the title too quick,
yeah,
and then they get knocked down and they never get another go at it. And I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the guy who wins the title and reigns the heavyweight division for years. I don't just want to be rushed in, have a quick go, and then get knocked out and never fight for it again.
Yeah.
Like, I want to stay there, so I want to give myself the best chance.
Well, that's it, gang. That really is it. Honestly, look, no more words. They've all gone, apart from these. And they are, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. So make sure you join me for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcast at first in the morning. So do what you have to do to get. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everybody. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.